Celebrities accuse Trump of white supremacy over stand back and stand by comments. By David Ng on September 30, 2020. Leftist Hollywood stars freaked out over President Donald Trump's comments about white supremacists and the Proud Boys during the first presidential debate on Tuesday. Celebrities seized on the president's remarks as an opportunity to equate him and his supporters to white supremacists, while fanning the flames of panic that the commander-in-chief was making a veiled threat to his opponents. During Tuesday's debate, moderator Chris Wallace asked President Trump to condemn white supremacists and militia groups, and asked the president to tell them to refrain from violence. The president, who has repeatedly condemned white supremacy in the past, replied, "Sure. Sure, I'm willing to do that." In the ensuing crosstalk, Joe Biden demanded that Trump specifically condemn white supremacists. The Proud Boys, falsely implying that the Proud Boys is a white supremacist group. The Proud Boys, a right-wing fraternal group founded by Vice Media co-founder Gavin McInnes, counts ethnic minorities among its membership. The group has engaged in street fights with members of the violent, far-left Antifa. The president replied, "Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left. Because this is not a right-wing problem." On Wednesday, the president clarified his remarks, telling reporters, "I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you have to give me a definition. Because I really don't know who they are. I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work." Nonetheless, his stand back and stand by comment during the debate sent left-wing Hollywood elites into freak-out mode, pouncing on the president's words to smear him and his base as racist. "So I'm gonna vote for the guy who didn't tell white supremacists to stand by, who didn't attack a man's son for dealing W addiction and who believes in climate science," said Elizabeth Banks. Comedian Chelsea Handler tweeted that all Republicans in Congress and voters who stand by Trump are now standing with white supremacy. Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus falsely claimed that Trump just said to all white supremacists to stand back and stand by. The president was only addressing the Proud Boys, which isn't a white supremacist group. Filmmaker Ava DuVernay also falsely claimed that Trump just told you that he ain't leaving and that he is a white supremacist. Singer Diane Warren also stoked fear that the president's words were code. Mia Farrow claimed that Trump would not, could not condemn white supremacists, even though Trump told Wallace, "Sure, I'm willing to do that." Comedian Billy Eichner called the president a vile, racist bitch for his comments. Actor Michael Rapaport called the president a prickface. His Mighty Aphrodite co-star Mira Sorvino called the president a racist posse, piece of shit. Actress Sophia Bush falsely called the Proud Boys a domestic terrorist group, while also claiming that the president's stand-by comment was another barely veiled threat of violence. Oscar winner Patricia Arquette described the president's comments as low as any president has ever gone in my lifetime in America. Guardians of the Galaxy star Dave Bautista dubbed Trump president Proud Boys. Frozen star Josh Gad falsely claimed the president has repeated taken the side of white supremacy, when in fact, the president has condemned white supremacy on a number of occasions. Actress Meredith Salinger falsely claimed that the president refused to denounce white supremacists during the debate. In fact, the president told Chris Wallace the exact opposite, "Sure, I'm willing to do that." Seinfeld star Jason Alexander claimed without evidence that the president threatened me last night, and you. Filmmaker Judd Apatow stoked fear by claiming without evidence that the president is instructing his troops. Other Hollywood elites to add themselves to the pollen include Mark Ruffalo, Larry Charles, Stephen King, Adam Goldberg, and Elizabeth Banks. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.